This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now it's our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Merchants in San Francisco south of Market who have already been dealing with a downturn in business following the pandemic say a major construction project is making things even worse. Does that sound familiar? Crews are replacing water pipes, sewer systems, or first along the stretch of Folsom Street and then moving on to Howard Street, with the work expected to last until late 2026. That's a long time. So, Phil, over the past couple of years, the city had major construction projects along Van Ness and Terravelle in the Parkside District. A lot of merchants complain. Some even went out of business. Is there any way the city can do the work but not hurt businesses?
No. It's as simple as that. I mean, no. And here we go again. As you aptly point out, what we have here is, you know, Folsom Street. It is a for most people, Folsom Street is known best for its leather and bondage festival, which I think is this weekend, the Folsom Street Fair. But it's also a main thoroughfare through south of Market in San Francisco and a feeder to the Bay Bridge. What we have here is one of those scenes in typical San Francisco. They say, well, we need to do work. We need to reconfigure the street. And while we're reconfiguring the street, let's go and upgrade all of the utilities under that street. That sounds good. You know, it sounds like good engineering ideas. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, anytime you open up a street in San Francisco, it's a cross between an archaeological dig, because you never know what you're going to find, and trying to, you know, dance through a minefield, because you have pipes dating back to the 1880s. People don't even know what they are. You have live gas, and you have live water, and you have live electricity. So it's a nightmare. And the last time we did a big one of these was at Van Ness Boulevard makeover, as you aptly called it. And that, you know, only came in, what was it, about 3 years late and $40 million over budget. The Central Subway was, you know, another nightmare that was that helped kill Union Square. This one's a $54 million project that's going to be done by 2026. I'd say that that's the low end. Add another $10 or $15 million at least to that, and another year to the completion date. But between now and then, everybody's just going to have a minor headache and handing out aspirin as they slowly go out of business.
Yeah, I was going to say, what can you really do for the local businesses? I mean, the city says they're sending out outreach teams to talk to them.
Oh, yeah, that really helps. You know, I got a restaurant that's hurting. Here comes the outreach team, and they're going to talk to me and empathize and sympathize with me. Now, Patty, there's not a lot they can do. And I would tell you, it would be one thing if they said, look, just hold your breath, because I remember hearing this all through these other construction problems. It's going to hurt now, but it's going to be better later. It's going to hurt now, but it's going to be better later. The pain now is for the gain later. But on this case, once again, when they're finished and they reseal everything up, they're going to take out traffic lanes in order to put in bike lanes, and they're going to take out parking, and it's going to be an ongoing. Now the merchants are going to have a second nightmare because people aren't going to be stopping there because there's nowhere to park.
Well, thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He's going to be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.